Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. There are a few significant stories to update. PG&E announced today it has emerged from Chapter 11 bankruptcy. It successfully completed the restructuring process and has implemented a plan of reorganization, which the company reports was confirmed by U.S. Bankruptcy Court on June 20th. That means, in addition to other details, PG&E has funded a fire victim trust with $5.4 billion, and a new board of directors is in place. 11 of the 14 members are new, and there is a new interim CEO, Bill Smith, who officially took over from the outgoing CEO, Bill Johnson, yesterday. There's an update on the Joseph DeAngelo case. California Superior Court says DeAngelo's sentencing hearing is scheduled to begin August 17th. Scheduled to begin seems to indicate it would continue perhaps for more than one day. Victims are going to be able to read their impact statements. And more details about the hearing are to come. You might know that on Monday, DeAngelo pled guilty and admitted to a number of counts, including murder, kidnapping, weapons charges, and he admitted to more than 50 rapes that had gone uncharged. With the plea deal, he will get life in prison rather than the death penalty. Now I want to go on to policing reform conversations in the city of Sacramento. A special city council meeting was called last night to address some of the changes. And joining us by phone is Sacramento's Mayor Daryl Steinberg. Mayor Steinberg, we have one final conversation while I'm in this host chair, and the scope of challenges has not let up ever in all these years.
In all these years, Beth, I'm going to miss our conversations a lot because it's always in-depth, and I appreciate it. And certainly we're dealing with multiple crises at the same time. But, I'm all in with my head and my heart, and so is our city. And we got a long way to go. This is a wonderful city, but it's also an imperfect city, and we aim to fix what is broken.
I actually want to start with the jobs news this morning, and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin made reference to CARES 4 and another funding package that would be worked on by the federal government. You have friends in high places, so what are you hearing about the next round of funding and the CARES 4 effort?
Well, I'm hearing that there is a very good chance of a fourth stimulus, and this is crucial to both the state and our city. Look, because of our growth, we just got over the 500,000 population threshold for Stimulus 3. We got $89 million for small business, for the creative economy, for housing and homelessness, and for youth and workforce development. But frankly, the demand for these funds far outweighs even the $89 million. And so another stimulus package is really crucial for us to be able to meet the incredible need out there. Look, you shut down an economy for weeks, and now we're reshutting down parts of it because of the spike. That federal stimulus is crucial to helping businesses survive, to help working people, to help people who are having a hard time paying the rent, and to rebooting this economy, which, by the way, had tremendous momentum prior to COVID-19 here in Sacramento. And so I think it's likely. I don't know what the magnitude of it will be, but everything I hear is that there is going to be some more help along the way.
Do you have a target number for the next round of federal assistance? And I should explain, it's not just decided by the applicants. So the government will decide it, but what's your target number?
Well, $89 million was a great start. I think that we would want and expect at least that amount in another stimulus to be able to address the need. And frankly, that won't be enough either. And so I don't really have a target, but I think the $89 million is a pretty good target to repeat again.
The administration, again, in comments this morning, said that all people who lost their jobs during COVID should be back to work. The goal is to get them back to work. So give me a reality check in Sacramento. Is that even possible?
Well, here's the reality check, that as we've come out of one stage of the coronavirus, in part because of some of our own behaviors, people not wearing masks, people gathering, large family gatherings, and being kind of frivolous about this. That isn't the majority of people, certainly, but enough people that we've now seen a spike. What does that mean? It not only means that more people get sick, of course, but it also means that we have to now take a step backwards. The governor's order yesterday was unfortunate, but it was necessary because we have got to address this public health issue first. And so it means people now working in and around restaurants are going to be furloughed or laid off again. So I'm pleased to see a positive national jobs report, but I know that that report does not represent great progress because the growth is uneven. And there are a lot of sectors, including in Sacramento, that are going to continue to hurt. Again, why the stimulus is so important, because if we can carry people through this time, small businesses through this time, will be that much better poised to recover.
I know Tuesday night the city council approved some of that CARES funding to be designated to help small businesses. It was another round of, I believe, $15 million, which is just part of the whole. But then there was a special meeting last night with the emphasis of policing reforms. And this is an ongoing conversation. Sacramento is in some ways responding to and catching up with some of the reforms in place in some of the bigger cities. But it's going to take time. What progress was made last night?
Well, I think we made two very significant moves. And again, this is not the end or even the middle of what we need to do to attack systemic racism, not just in policing, but in our community, but also to address the police reform issues, which are not going to go away. But two big steps. Number one, we established an inspector general in Sacramento with the duty to independently investigate any officer-involved shooting, any death while in custody, and any force cases which result in a serious injury to a resident. Right now, the process, in part because of state law, has said that any investigation of a police officer accused in any of those categories is all done behind the scenes. It's all confidential. We don't even know in the end whether or not the investigation would result in the discipline of a police officer. No longer. The state law changed in 18. We can now do an independent investigation before a discipline decision is ultimately rendered. That's one. Number two, and I think this represents the potential for the greatest systemic reform, the defund movement is a lot of things. I don't agree with it fundamentally, but I do agree that we need to shift tens of millions of dollars from the police and the fire departments to other responses to 911 calls. We use the police and fire service as the first and last resort from virtually every crisis situation in our community. So what we did last night is we put $5 million into the establishment of a new department, a Department of Community Response. We are going to build up a new unit in the city and shift funding from police and potentially fire so that we have non-law enforcement personnel responding to the mental health calls, the homeless calls, the calls that don't involve an underlying crime, for example, or a true medical emergency on the fire side. And this is systemic reform if it's done right. And $5 million is a down payment. It shows we're serious, but we want to do this thoughtfully and assertively. And it's a big step.
Mayor Steinberg, the city might make significant changes, but there's county law enforcement too, and I'm not seeing as much from the sheriff's department in terms of stepping forward, at least publicly, in some of these ways. Wouldn't the ultimate change be movement in both law enforcement groups, and is there more to that picture?
Well, there sure is, but the sheriff is independently elected, and you know, I'm the mayor of the city of Sacramento, and I have the opportunity and the obligation to drive real change in my city and hope that that change will then find its way throughout our entire county and our entire region. But to be honest with you, I have my hands full trying to change the direction, the trajectory, and the culture of our city to respond to this nation's moment of reckoning. And I'm going to focus on my city and have us be a leader in the changes that must occur.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg. Is construction on the Community Center Theater continuing? I've wondered about some projects that started pre-COVID and maybe to some extent could continue, but what's happening with the theater?
It is continuing, and one of the things that we were able to fight for at the beginning of the epidemic, and I praise the county on this, is to assure that construction could continue. Because look, as long as we maintain the safe protocols, which they have in the construction industry, very few people have gotten sick in the construction industry, the last numbers that I saw, we could continue to build our economy, and that's what we must do. And so on the convention center, on the theater, the work is continuing. And again, my goal here, through the stimulus, through allowing us to move forward in sectors where we can safely, is to regain that momentum here in Sacramento that was so palpable prior to COVID-19, and construction's a big part of it.
Well, I'll go right down that path with you. There were plans for a soccer stadium. And just like going to the theater or even performing in a production, a soccer game is a phase four event. And California's governor has said the state is going to have to move together into that phase, which right now seems a very long way off. So what happens with the stadium plans? And aren't we now looking to the possibility of these events even being 2021, maybe 2022 for spectators?
Well, certainly the Republic FC, which is our top flight AAA team, so to speak, they've got a dilemma here, and they're working, I know, with the county health officials on how to go forward playing the games, hopefully with some fans, but even without fans if that's necessary. But on the Major League Soccer side, I want to reassure the people of Sacramento that this is a full green light. We are going to have Major League Soccer in Sacramento. We are going to build an iconic stadium in the rail yards and make the rail yards that great extension of our urban core, because it's not just soccer. That is going ahead. Now, because it's still a couple of years off, it takes that long to construct something that big. In a way, we're lucky, because by the time we're ready to launch Major League Soccer, I hope there will be a vaccine and that stadiums will be allowed to be fully occupied and that we'll kick this off without having to worry about the coronavirus.
Is there any other big idea in the city that you know you've had to put on hold, or at least on a wait-and-see, can't-deal-with-it-today basis?
Well, certainly the plans that we have to invest in remaking our waterfront are temporarily put on hold, because we had set aside, through a series of strategic moves, to save about $50 million from the convention center and theater construction, and then to put that money into revamping our waterfront, beginning with Old Sacramento. And I got to tell you, the architecture, the plans are iconic. I mean, and now, because of COVID, that $50 million has been temporarily, and I emphasize temporarily, wiped out. So that's on hold. Once we build back our tourism and we get back, we'll get that money back and we'll be able to get right back to where we were, but that's going to be delayed. And that's really unfortunate, because tourism and making this a destination city, and also for the people of Sacramento to be able to utilize that waterfront. We were right there on the front door, and now we have to put that not behind us, but aside for a short time. So that's one example.
Well, we're stepping back inside our front doors, some of us, and we are going to be very cautious about this time ahead. I want to thank you for your time, Mayor Steinberg. and again give you my appreciation for our conversations, which have been lively, sometimes sparring, always deep and honest. And I wish you much success in the job you have with the city and this region.
Well, Beth, if I might just take 1 second and say to you that, man, Sacramento, we're going to miss you. I hope that, you know, you will still be involved. And I've been doing this 24 years now, almost 25 years. And I have never sparred, if you will, with a more thorough and challenging and fair interviewer. You're top of class, and I congratulate you and wish you all the best as well.
Well, thank you. You and I come from the same place, which is believing that people need information and it makes our lives better. So thank you for that, and be well.
Be well. Thank you, Beth.
That's Sacramento's mayor, and you can find ongoing coverage of all of these stories at capradio.org. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.